This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Guten Erev Shabbos Rabbeisai. As we prepare for Parshas V'Haloischa, this is our shir on Seder HaTfilah. We're learning the bracha of Yoy Tzarar Uvarei Choshech, and the shirim on Tfilah are sponsored by our dear friend Rabbi Sal Rose and family of Los Angeles, L'Zecha Nishmas, Tzvi, Ben Levi Yitzchak, Neshama Shavin Aliyah, B'Yomel Tzioysher, for all of his family and descendants, Abiyas Goel Tzedek. We're finishing the bracha of Yoytzer Ar Uvayrei Choshech, which concludes with Yoytzer Hama'oyreis. Hashem who created the luminaries. That's interesting, luminaries. Isn't this bracha about the sun? What luminaries are we referring to? When we say, Ar Chadash Al Tziyayin Tayir, a new light, Hashem should shine on Tziyayin. And we should all be zoche to its light. What new light are we referring to? Now we know that Lekel Baruch Nimas Yiteinu L'melcha Chai V'Kayim Zmiros V'Zmiros V'Zmiros Kihu L'Vadoi. We say Hashem is Paya Gevurois Oysa Chadoshois Baal Mechamois Zoreat Tzedakois Matzmiach Yeshuois Boirei Refuois Noros Sehilois Adoin Haneflois. We talk about 8 praises of Hashem. So where do these praises come in? Why are they mentioned now? Says Reb Schwab, after we discuss and we relate how God is sanctified in the highest of heavens, we go on to say that the angels, the Ifanim and the Chayis HaKodesh, who scream out, Baruch Kavod Hashem M'Kaymai, meaning that God is found everywhere, that demonstrates that the Shekhinah is spread out, down, extends itself even down to this world. So we enunciate what exactly the Malachim say. What are they relating that describes God's involvement down here in this world? We say, Lakel Baruch, to the God who is blessed. The Malachim sing a beautiful song, B'ni'ima. L'melech kel chai v'kayam. Which means God is always acting with free will. There's nothing that's on autopilot. Everything is decided in real time. At the time. And therefore, Z'miroi si'aymeru v'sishvach si'ashmiyo. They say song. They make praise be heard. And they praise Hashem because they see the covet of Hashem in this world. And they say, whatever we encounter in this world, ki hu levadai, everything that transpires in this world, only God alone is performing. So we say Hashem is payel gevurais. All the mighty acts in this world, all the phenomenon of great magnitude, anything that mankind carries out, these are all orchestrated by God. The fact that man has the ability to control nature, the fact that man could build great towers and buildings and bridges, it's really hu levadai, it's just God alone. Because who imbued man with the intelligence to plan? Who gave man the ingenuity, the brilliance to carry out his plans? Who gives man the energy and the strength to actually accomplish what he sets out to? Who gives man the energy, the ambition? Who gives him the wisdom to create these plans and execute them? It's kihu levadai. It's only God. Everything that you see in the news, everything you read about, it's just Hashem. Every mighty act, it's God. He's the one who gives the idea, the energy, the capability. And He's levadoi poya gevurais. He's levadoi oisa chadashais. He's alone makes new things. If there's hazy smoke in New York, the likes of which we never saw, God did it alone. If there are new inventions in the world, if there's artificial intelligence, God did it. That's Hashem's invention. We see the development of man. How first they began using magnets, and then they used metals. And today everything is conducted with computers. We see there are always new things. But who endows man with the intelligence to discover and invent these new things? Hu levadoi oisa chadasha. So the words, ki hu levadoi, is going on poyel gevurois. He alone does mighty acts. He alone is oisa chadashois. Furthermore, hu levadoi is baal molchamois. All the wars that take place in the world, where do they get the strength, the power from? Where do they get the might to impose their fear on the inhabitants of the world? If a nation chooses the path of evil, that's the path that God allowed them to take. So all the wars, that's also ki hu levadoi. On the other hand, hu levadoi is zoreya tzedakah, is God plants righteousness. Why is righteousness called like a planting? Because it starts off as a seed, but it bears fruit. Sometimes the fruit is born after hundreds of years. For example, you can have someone living in Poland, in Radin, in a tiny village, a dot on the map. It's such a small city that you could start, if you're on riding on a horse, and you started Ashrei, by the time you got up to Malchuscha, Malchus Kol Elamim, you were in the next city. And he's writing a book about Shmiras Halashin. His name is Yisrael Meir Kagan. He's writing the book in the 20s. And 100 years later, his righteousness, which was planted 100 years earlier, begins to flourish. So God, but that's Hashem! Hashem planted the seed of righteousness. Hashem was Matzmiach Yeshuais. It takes root little by little until 100 years later it could bear fruit. God alone is Boirei Refua, is creating remedy. All the medications, all the vaccines, all the inoculations that are discovered, all come from the wisdom that God implanted in man. And God is constantly Boirei Refuais. So even if an expert, you know, Reb Schwab says, if an expert doctor from 100 years ago would walk into a hospital today and he would begin to treat someone the way that this doctor is familiar from 100 years ago, then they would have to close down the hospital and they would incarcerate the doctor. Reb Schwab says he remembers that when he was 26 years old, he had a scarlet fever. And the doctor said he has a wonder medicine, a new wonder medicine. Schwab says he thinks it was penicillin that was never tried out yet. And Schwab said he gave me this gook that looked disgusting and tasted even worse. And after 3 days, he was completely healed. Who invented this? Who gave man the wisdom to create this remedy? Hu levadoi boirei refuais. And the malachim together sing b'ni'ima, that Hashem gives man the intelligence to recognize this. And Hashem alone is noira sehilais, awesome in praise. Which means a person has to praise Hashem even if his lot is punishment. Because that's also the act of Hashem. But because of a lack of understanding of midas hadin, so we have to encourage ourselves to praise Hashem, who's Noira Sehilois. He's awesome in praise. And on the other hand, he's also Adoin Haneflois. He's also the master of wonders in his Hanhagas HaChesed V'Harachamim, as is apparent to everyone. Now, the Malachi Ashore see that Hashem is the one who's Mechadesh B'tuvai B'chol Yom Tamid Ma'asei Bereishis. Now, it's very interesting. It says, Vayara Lekim Es Kal Asher Asa V'hine Toiv Ma'id. We say God renews in His goodness every day the act of creation. Like the Pasuk says, God saw everything He made and it was very good. What does good mean? What does it mean that God saw everything He made and it was good? What's the definition of good? Rav Schwab said, you can't call something good unless it's eternal. So what's the proof that Hashem is Mechadesh, B'tuvai, B'chayam, Tamid, Masiv, Rishis? The proof is, Ka'amor, like we say in Halal Haggadah, La'oisei oirim gedoilim, to He who makes great luminaries, ki la'olam chasda, His kindness is eternal. What's the raya from this pasuk that Hashem is constantly recreating the world? How do we say from la'oisei oirim gedoilim, that Hashem is mechadesh b'tuvai b'chayam tamid? How do we know that God is constantly recreating the world? How do we see from the pasuk la'oisei oirim gedoilim? So some want to say it says la'oisei lashon hoiva. But Rav Schwab says everything in Hoidu Lashem Ki Tov in Hal HaGadol is Lashon Hoiva. It says Lamakim Mitzrayim Bivchayreim LeGoyzer Yamsav LeGzarim Noisein Lechem L'Chol Basar. So why pick on the pasuk LaOisei Arim Gedolim? Rav Schwab says something out of this world. The pasuk says God made Shnei Ma'ores HaGedolim, two great luminaries. Es Hamor HaGadol Mishal Sayyim, the great luminary to rule over the day, and the small luminary to rule over the night, and the stars. It starts off by saying that God created two big luminaries, and then it describes them as big and small. Chazal say, they were originally created equal, and God minimized the moon, because it says, the moon said, we can't have two kings using one crown. And because Hashem had to be mamayit the levana, He had to console it by giving it stars. Now, what are Chazal telling us? This is some kind of narrative, a story. The sun and the moon got into a fight. The moon said there's not enough room for the two of us, so God made it small, and God had to make it feel better by creating the stars. What do Chazal mean that the sun and the moon got into a fight? What do Chazal mean Hashem made the moon small? What does it mean Hashem consoled the moon with the stars? Rav Schwab says something outrageous. We know when God created the light, Vayara Lekim Es Ha'or Ki Toiv, Hashem saw that the light of creation was not fit for the wicked to make use of, and He put it away for the righteous La'asad Lavai. Now that original light was not connected to the sun and the moon, because the sun and the moon were not created until the fourth day. So what exactly was this light that Hashem created on the first day? So Rav Schwab says something out of this world. Originally, says Rav Schwab, the sun was big and the moon was small the way it is now. The size of the sun and the moon never changed. But before the moon was quote-unquote minimized, the moon had a different job. The sun shone physical light, the moon shone the light of the Shekhinah. The original light of creation, the Or HaGanuz, that God put away on the first day, it shone from the moon. The sun shone the physical light, the moon shone the spiritual light. The Chama was Makar Or HaGashmi, the Levana was Makayim Or HaRuchni. And the moon said, nah. You can't have two orbs, each one with a conflicting job. You can't have one orb, the sun, reflecting Kavod Shamayim through the physical world, and an orb reflecting Kavod Shamayim through the spiritual world. You can't have them together. And God said, you know what? The world cannot be in a state where there is an actual body that's reflecting spiritual light. So when it says God minimized the moon, it doesn't mean He made it small. It means He took away its job. The moon no longer reflects spiritual light. So you have a you have the sun, which is Memshelas Hayoim, to reflect physical light. And the moon, it no longer reflects spiritual light. It just reflects the sun. Nismayit doesn't mean it was made small. Nismayit means it lost its job. And the spiritual light was put away for the future. And even in this world, the tzaddikim could be zaycha to it. We know that Klal Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, they were influenced by the Ar HaRuchani, Shel Yumei Bereishis. And they saw such a light on Har Sinai, in the Mishkan. This is called Pegimas HaLavana. Pegimas HaLavana doesn't mean the Levana was made small. Pegimas HaLavana means the Levana lost its original job. Its original job was to reflect the light of the Shekhinah. So now the Levana had a Chalisha Sadas. It felt bad. It can no longer reflect the godliness in the world. The moon felt bad, not because it was made small, because it lost its job of reflecting the Aragonos. Now God can only be recognized through the physical world. So you know what Hashem did? Hashem created billions of stars. When you see the vastness of space, when you see the vastness of the universe, you can't help but be overwhelmed and say, Ki eresh amecha ma'ase etzbo isecha. We see the godless of the Boirei, like the Navi Yeshaya says, Se'u maroi meinechem, lift up your eyes, uru'u, and see, mi bara ela, mi hu bara, created ela, these, mi and ela, you put mi together with ela, you get Elohim. When you study the sky, then by studying the sky, you say, mi and ela, you see Elohim. So Hashem gave the moon stars so that even though the moon is not reflecting spiritual light, but the moon, at least there is a way to see the divine light in the world, and that is through the vastness of space. So even though we're missing the Or HaShechina, there is some Gilui Kvod Hashem through the Koychavim. That's the idea that Hashem consoled the moon with the stars. Now the Malachim see this daily, and therefore they say, Hoidu Lashem Kitayv, La Oisei Oirim Gedoilim Kili Oilam Chastai, Es Hashemesh Lamem Shalas Bayoim Kili Oilam Chastai, Es Hayarech Lichoy Chavim Lamem Shalas Balayla Kili Oilam Chastai. Every single day, even though to our naked eye it looks like all there is a moon and the moon is not reflecting spiritual light, the Malachim see the moon and the stars ruling the night. This is the act of Bereishis that is done every single day. Originally it's La'oisei Oirim Gedoilim. Where we say La'oisei Oirim Gedoilim, God makes great luminaries. What do you mean? But God made the sun big and the moon small. Yeah, to our eyes, we don't see how Hashem every day is making Oiser Am Gedoilim. To us, it's the Mar HaGadol HaMem Shalas V'Yom and the Mar HaKadam Shalas V'Layla. But to the Malachim, they see every single day God recreating the world the way He did by the original Bria, where it was Mar HaGadol as the sun and the Mar HaKatan and the Mar HaGadol the moon. So therefore, we continue. We say, Ar Chadash Al Tzion Ta'ir. Ar Chadash Al Tzion Ta'ir is the same way we daven by Kirsh Levana. L'malois Pegimas HaLevana Shela Yiyabo Shomiyot V'ar HaLevana Ka'ar HaChama Ucha'ar Shivasimei Bereishis. We daven that God should illuminate the moon to our eyes the way we saw originally in creation. Now the Malachim see it daily, and the truth is God is doing it daily. He's mechadesh betuvai b'chol yoim tamin masiv veracious ka'amor la'oisei oirim gedoilim. Because through the creation of the stars, the light of divine presence is illuminated daily the way it was when God created the world, but we don't see it. So we're mispalel or chadosh al tzion toyer, illuminate the moon with the light of the Shekhinah, v'nizka kulanu meher al oirai, that we should be zoicha to utilize the or haruchani. That's why the moon represents the Jewish people. The same way the moon will have a renaissance, and then one day will reflect the light of the Shekhinah. So it's a crown of splendor to the Bnei Yisrael, because we too will be resurrected. Shehem asinu mischadesh kamoisa. And now we return to the end of the bracha, similar to the way the bracha began. That's the concept of Ma'isa Bereishis b'chol yom. That the same way we thank Hashem for the creation of the physical sun, which is a way, which is the means that we can live and be sustained and get benefit, we conclude, Yoitzer HaMa'oirois, God creates luminaries, plural, two luminaries, the physical luminary of the sun, the spiritual luminary of the moon. We don't see today how the moon gives off spiritual life. It was consoled through the stars because the spiritual presence of the Creator is recognized through the vastness of the universe. But we pray that one day Hashem should again reflect the spiritual light of the Shekhinah, the Or HaGadlus, through the agent of the Levana. That's the Or Chadash al Tzion Ta'ir. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Bracha v'hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.